Good question. I think it really is driven a lot, at least what we're seeing, in terms of kind of the authority story, number one. So, like, if you're, depending on what generation you're in, you feel more empowered to find your own information on the internet. And if, you know, you're my parents' generation, they don't like to question, and they're not really feeling powerful about their own healthcare. That's a gross generalization. I'm not saying that's the case for everyone, but, you know, when I think about my parents' generation versus the generation coming through, I think that's one thing. I think the other piece of that is, you know, I think even generationally, there are better retirement and health benefits of other generations where maybe it didn't matter if they really, you know, they weren't paying the full burden like the newer generations are. So, like, if you're coming through your career now, you're paying higher deductibles, you're starting to see insurance plans reward behavior positively. So I think there's a generational experience to that, too, that's important in terms of how much you're going to demand of your provider. If you think about, if I'm paying a lot of money for my care, I'm going to be more selective. I'm going to want to ask a lot more questions about it and what's really necessary. And I think what we're going to see come from that is more tools around shared decision making. And you know, I'm hearing a lot more about you know, people that may decide to forego some treatment that will give them maybe a month or two extra and live in less pain. I think you'll see more decisions like that versus the try everything at all costs for as long as you can